Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Lady Liberty from Liberty State Radio, bringing it together to make an awesome team here. My bride, Lady Liberty, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Oh, it is.
Oh, we yes. Forgot.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, we had some people kind of in panic mode. We did not do a show for Trump Tuesday. We had some technical issues, and anyway, I think I got it fixed. Again, my computer, our main studio, little workhorse, we just work it to death. Blank screen. It's just one little cursor, little icon thing blinking in the corner, which made me a little panicky. But we're up and running now. We're good to go. Nothing happened to us yesterday. We just took the morning off. Not really. We're panicking. No. Panicking over this. So anyway, we're good to go now. It is Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Ow.
So,
we got some people to wiffle bat, too.
Oh, yes, definitely. Always.
We don't have any updates on the elections. We're just, I haven't even looked at it. I'm just kind of briefly kind of seeing headlines. I know there's some major battles going on. The communists in Kootenai County, Idaho, are scared to death. All the people from the Human Rights Gestapo and all the other leftists, your typical commies, they're all these nonpartisan positions.
Right.
Republicans are taking them over. You're not supposed to run as a Republican. You're supposed to be nonpartisan. Really? We're playing your game. We're beating you at your game now, and you don't like it because they've been putting communists in all these school board positions
right.
and all of these other positions in your across your community that's nonpartisan.
Well, see, and that's how the whole shadow government was established
yes.
so thoroughly anyways, because the entire UN Agenda 21, now Agenda 2130, got so far because they utilized all the federal branches, right? And
right.
and so because all of those positions are not elected positions, they can hire people, they can appoint people,
yeah.
and so those people are never accountable to the voters, and so they can get so much of their agenda accomplished through those positions
yes.
alone. And so now they're applying that. They went, hey, you know what, that works in the federal branches, this should work really well at the local branches
and
as
it does
well.
It's effective yep. those sneaky little buggers. And you laid that all out so beautifully in The Perils of Sustainable Development.
Oh, thank
exactly
you.
How the United Nations is playing the game. Or just globalists or people that are just on board with that mission, and they're just left-thinking people, and they've done some serious damage.
Right.
And so, so when the Republicans come in and do the same thing and take their communities back and actually properly represent the communities reflective of the demographics in those communities – oh, the left is just spinning out right now. You can't do that. This is supposed to be nonpartisan. Oh, now we have extremists in all those positions. We had extremists before.
Right.
The leftist extremists pushing critical race theory.
Yeah, first of all, we've got to just address this, because not that you all don't know this anyway, but we are not Americans, traditional Americans, are not the extremists. Never will be.
That's
never
right.
have been. We are traditional Americans. We are the founding block here, right?
Right.
We are the natives. We are the Native American people, basically. And these infiltrators, these takeover commies are the extremists. They are the dividers.
That's right.
They are the ones seeking to conquer the nation that we have established.
Right.
And I'm just so sick of them trying to fling it, you know, and it's always wrong. It would be one thing if they actually had a point, but they're never right. You know, they're always lying. The
yep.
points that they make are always short-sighted, and inconclusively made. You know what I mean? That's like, it's like, they need a 10-year perspective, and they always put the 2-minute perspective on it. Right.
Right. No kidding.
So they jump to conclusions, which always end up being wrong, and then top that off with all their lies. That's what you get with this takeover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so, I don't know. It looks like the pendulum's swinging the other way, but I don't know how much that can happen with these voting machines.
It can't.
More election fraud. I mean, they got in Seattle now. They're giving away ballots. They've got signs out there saying, oh, did you lose your ballot? Pick up another one here. Serious.
Well, you know, and that's, I mean, it's even right here at home. We each got 2 ballots sent to us in the mail. This was the first year that's actually happened. But, but yeah, 2 to me showed up, and 2 for you as well. And so, I just had to go, oh, excellent. We get 2 chances to vote this time. Isn't that sweet? Maybe we should just make copies so that we can have like 500 votes and we'll submit them all just like they do.
That's exactly what they're doing. This was just put out on by somebody in the Democrat Seattle, whatever, Seattle DSA. Misplace your ballot. Folks from the Nikita 49 campaign are printing out replacements near light rail stations around the city. They're going from now until 6 p.m. tonight. Look for their kiosks near the Beacon Hill, Capitol Hill, and Roosevelt stops.
No way.
Wow, right out in the open.
Oh, you know what? In that, gosh, wouldn't you love to do a spoof? Like just take a copy machine right out there on the street, and for Republicans only, put up a big sign and say, Republicans only, let's duplicate your ballot. Just put it right out there on the corner of the street and see what actually happens.
Oh,
I mean, seriously. Hey, if they can do it, we should be able to do it too. By the millions, I would love to see the Republicans do the same thing right back to them and flood the elections with millions and millions of votes, copies, just copies.
Right.
You know, because that's exactly what they did to us this last time, and only, you know, we're all standing there all being honest and going, hey, that's not right. And nobody will uphold the law. So so apparently whoever can flood the elections with the most ballots wins. So we should probably try to do that, too.
Well, so we got to. When's the next elections?
I don't know. Get your copier ready.
That's right. You got plenty of time to get your. Look, with the supply chain disruptions, if you order your photocopy machine now, you'll have it by the 2024 elections.
Exactly.
By the summer, you'll be set.
Yeah, we'll just start printing off Trump ballots right now. I mean,
Oh my goodness.
By the millions.
You've got a good word of the day for us, right?
Yes, I know you do. That's right. And so let's see. And you know what? Actually, that might be a better idea than trying to fix the system. This woefully broke communist takeover that we're trying
fixed.
To, you know, I don't, well, you know, you theoretically, if there were laws, you know, if that's a big, if,
right.
If there were laws, if America had laws that any kind of upstanding judge might uphold, it might function.
No kidding.
Okay. So the word of the day for Wiffle Bat Wednesday comes to us from Hebrews chapter 11 verses, 1 through 12. Oh, I'm sorry. 1 through 7.
Oh.
I read that number wrong there. Okay. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. And that's it.
Wow.
But that's awesome. That's such a, well, by faith. I love this part where it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And there's a word here picked out. This is framed. And the Hebrew word for that is katartizo. Oh. And what that means is to arrange, set in order, equip, adjust, complete what is lacking, make fully ready, repair, and prepare. The word is a combination of kata, or down, and artios, which is to complete. It is used for the disciples mending their nets, actually, and for restoring a fallen brother. And so when it describes a framed, to set in order. That's exactly what you and I have been saying ever since we started this morning commute, is that God is order, and yes, everything that he builds and creates is established and created in an orderly manner and functions according to an orderly way, right?
That's right.
You know, and humanity is nothing different. I mean, that's what the laws are all about. We're supposed to be following his godly laws, because it establishes societal order as well as personal order, as a, you know, how to order your life as an individual, how to live righteously,
yeah,
and how to participate in an ordered society that functions to the optimum, right?
That's right.
And so it's just fascinating to me that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And the other, I mean, that's just crazy exciting. Created out of thin air,
yeah,
right out of the mouth of God, spoken in his word. You know, I mean, no wonder he wants us to be so, so very careful with our words and how we use our words and be accountable for idle words,
Every idle word you'll right. be held accountable for.
Right. And because we are to be representatives of him, and he speaks things into creation.
Right.
And so if we are given the gift of speech, and told to go out and share the gospel, right?
Of
yeah,
speech.
Right. And understanding that he being our father and us wanting to be more like him in our speech as well, because who knows, maybe, you know, when we're given our glorified bodies, maybe our words might have more weight, you know,
that's
when,
right.
It's like once you're a mature godly person in heaven, you're actually given some, you know, some leeway as to what you might speak might actually do something, right?
You know, something productive
right.
and uplifting and yeah.
Right. Where this is just a training ground. It's like, okay, what they say isn't really going to, you know, actually create these things, you know, but right. we'll watch their words. We'll see how they do. Right.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you for that. That's really good. Lots of stuff to reflect on and throughout the day, and carry that one with us through the week.
That's right. By faith. By faith.
Yeah. Put it up on the wall. Stare at it.
Yep.
That's really good. So we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, there's several things we're going to hit. Speaking of wiffle bat, there's some, you know, people in the military. First of all, the FBI, apparently they've been sitting on video that basically exonerates Kyle Rittenhouse. Totally different video, FLIR, forward-looking infrared, video that the FBI had, clearly showing Rosenbaum or whoever the guy first shot in that parking lot. You can see the muzzle flash from a 9mm shooting at Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, wow.
And why has this been suppressed for this whole time? I mean, it's incredible. So that,
wow.
We've got a medical worker, a doctor, I believe, although I think it's a flight surgeon from the Army, that has grounded 3 out of 3 pilots for adverse reactions to the vaccines, and they yanked her. They pulled her from her position.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got that and more to cover. So let's go ahead and take a break. Hey, kind of do 2-in-1 here. I want to hit for Christmas gift ideas, Works Holsters would be a good one. But that's custom. You got to know your friend, brother, husband, whoever it is, their wife, whatever they carry, right? So you can order properly for them. But we're thinking a couple of awesome Christmas gift ideas would be Minutemen coffee.
Yep.
That'd be great. It's unique. It's something that people would really
enjoy.
And
their coffee cups. They sell their coffee cups, too. Those would be cool. So the cups and their coffee.
That'd make an awesome little gift package. Yep. But the other one, too, what a great gift. You and I were talking about this, is U.S. Law Shield.
Yep.
There's some Christmas gift ideas for you. I mean, what an awesome gift.
Especially for the people that already have everything, right? Yeah. The people that are super hard to buy for. This is something that they would be, they would love it.
Right.
That's thoughtful, I think.
Absolutely. It's like, what, $120 you pay for the whole year?
Right.
And they're covered in case you find yourself in a situation where you got to defend yourself.
Yep.
They provide legal defense, including red flag laws, and they cover Washington State, which the others don't.
Right.
So no, what's the word, copay? I always do that. What's the word? There's no
deductible.
Cap.
It's deductible.
No deductible. Yeah. There's no limit. So, I mean, you run into a major case and you're looking at $50,000 to defend yourself or something like that.
Right.
Taken care of.
Yep.
What a cool gift.
Yeah, seriously. So. Especially if they actually ended up using it. And it did save them that kind of money. Imagine how grateful they would be for that gift.
And to get those discounted rates, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the banners for our sponsors, including Minutemen Coffee is right there. U.S. Law Shield is right there. Those are the affiliate links. Don't forget to use the coupon code John Jacob over there at Minutemen Coffee to get 15% off.
That's right.
So, all right, a little extended there, but cool Christmas gifts ideas.
Yeah, why not?
All right, guys, stick around. We'll be back right after these messages. This is The Morning Commute.
Hello, Christian patriots. This is Lady Liberty from The Morning Commute announcing the release of my new book titled 444 that is a solid plan for what we as Christian patriots can do to correct this terrible course that America is on right now. 444 gives us a biblical, peaceful, and constitutional method that does not require a central figure like a sitting president in order to be successful. This action is something that needs to be done in every community around the nation and is straightforward and simple to follow. Christians in America need a plan, and this is it. You can get your copy today by going to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and clicking on the link to 444 on the right side of the page. Thanks, everyone, and God bless.
10 minutes from now, a lot of you are going to have a new understanding of communism. We start with lying. People wonder, how can a communist look you in the eye and tell one barefaced lie after another with a straight face? The way Gromyko did with President Kennedy on Cuba. Well, the explanation is simple. Lying doesn't mean the same thing to a real communist that it means to you and me. We were taught by our communist leaders and ordered to believe that truth is anything that will promote communism. Therefore, nothing is a lie if it helps the party. So the communists use the lie as a weapon, a shield, and a tool. When you keep that in mind, at last you begin to understand them. Since it is their sworn duty to tell us whatever will best serve their cause, we should always suspect they are lying. Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
All right, welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we've got several Wifflebat Wednesday stuff to cover. One, I got one here first from 100% Fed Up. Listen to this. The Wisconsin Racine County's GOP has discovered significant evidence of election fraud while investigating their voter registration database. Get this. Over 23,000 registered voters revealed to have the same phone number.
Oh, really?
And over 4,000 with the same date of registration found in this Wisconsin county.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the county's Republican Party Committee on Election Fraud has identified gray areas of consternation while sifting through the database. Most notably, there are over 23,000 voters who are registered under the exact same phone number, one that the city claimed was used as a default number up until 2005. However, according to the official report, the committee found over 100 active voters that registered after 2005, including 38 active voters that were registered in 2020 with the same number.
Wow.
So well, no okay. problems there, right?
So yeah, so those copiers that we're going to go get, if we make just 23,000 per phone number,
right.
we should be good, right?
Yeah,
should
I
be
think
good
so.
To go. Yeah.
Okay, I got one more that needs to be wiffle batted. NBC reporter Ken Delanian, he's a national security correspondent. He tweeted that he contacted the Secret Service after seeing these 80% lowers on these, you know, for AR-15s. Somebody had printed "Let's Go Brandon" printed on them. And so he contacted the Secret Service and he says they had no comment. Probably because they were going.
They were all busy cracking up.
All right. There's a wiffle bat to Ken Delanian, national security correspondent. My goodness.
That's awesome.
Get a new job. Get a job. Oh, man. So what do you got?
Well, so apparently, you know, in contrast, basically, you've got this whole, you know, the Chinese communist virus way of being dealt with in Florida as compared to how it's being dealt with in California. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And yet Florida has the lowest virus rates in the nation. And they've done the exact opposite of California and their you know, Gestapo type lockdown scenarios, you know. And so how did Florida end up with one of the best COVID-19 case and death rates in the United States? Hmm. Well, this comes from an article from the Daily Mail Online, and it reads, "The declines are despite Governor Ron DeSantis's insisting that the state would not shut down and refusing to implement mask or vaccine mandates and instead focusing efforts on early treatment. The state is doing just as well as California, despite the West Coast taking a very strict approach, including implementing mask mandates, limiting gatherings, and closing bars and indoor dining at restaurants. Experts say COVID waves usually occur in two-month cycles, with infections rising for 2 months before declining. And instead of trying to prevent the old cycle from occurring, DeSantis just let it ride out." So, you know, it's an interesting contrast. And so, yeah. So one actually shuts down the entire economy and takes away all of your freedoms and rights and closes down, you know, businesses, basically or effectively wiping out a middle class element that keeps our whole country afloat,
yes.
right? And the other is the American way, as you know, as we're seeing DeSantis do, you know. So
right.
Just, you know, I hope people think about that a little bit. Of course they won't, because the only people that are implementing these draconian measures in the first place are, you know, they could care less what the actual results are about.
It's about
control.
Yeah, it's about power. They're drunk on the power that they have.
Yep.
It's not being operated as a republic. This is a dictatorship. It's an emergency. So that's why we get to bypass the legislature and just make up laws that aren't even legal. But we saw this from the very beginning. The mask mandates made no difference on COVID. The 6 foot social distancing from various states and even countries who implemented it or didn't implement it, there was like no measurable difference.
Right.
And then the same thing when we see, you know, with all the other measures that they have in place.
Exactly.
And now with the vaccines, we're actually seeing it go the other way, where people that are vaccinated are getting sick.
Well, and see,
which I have a story on right here.
And see, the problem is that is with with communism, the only way that you can deal with communism and communists is with brute force, because they don't respond to reason. They're not about reason. And where you and I are sitting here, thinking about things in terms of reason and logic, that's not how you deal with communists at all.
You can't. They're so irrational.
They are.
They're absolutely unhinged, insane, beyond rational thinking. I mean,
right.
Look what they're trying to do. Now they're looking for ways to give fetuses the COVID-19 vaccination. They're even born, they're pushing for FDA authorization, I guess. It can't be. It's not approved.
Right.
It's not FDA approved. So
yeah, because we're not dealing with a rational element of society,
right.
Which is why experts say the only true way to deal with communists and communism is with sheer brute force.
You're right.
Yep.
When it comes down to it, in the end, historically, if we could get out of communism in America without brute force,
right,
it would be an anomaly.
It would be the first example
history.
In history.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
And so, I mean, we got to trust history, right?
Right.
So here's another example of the insanity from the National File. There's a video of a U.S. Army surgeon said that she had to ground 3 out of 3 pilots one morning because of their vaccine injuries. During a panel discussion surrounding vaccine mandates and injuries hosted by Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, a U.S. Army surgeon said she had to ground 3 out of 3 pilots one morning due to these vaccine injuries. The third pilot had been vaccinated and felt like he was drunk, chronically fatigued, within just 24 hours of the vaccination. She explained that the pilot told her he didn't know what to do, so he drank a lot of coffee to try to, quote, wake himself up, and continued to fly until he realized it wasn't going away. So what'd they do? They yanked her. After she reported this to her command, my concerns that one morning, I had to ground 3 out of 3 pilots. The next day, my patients were canceled, my charts were pulled for review, and I was told I would not be seeing acute patients anymore, just healthy pilots there for their flight physical. That's what we're up against. There's some people that need to be wiffle batted. Everyone involved in the decision to pull her wiffle bats right upside the head. This Congress is working on this, so hopefully they'll be able to do some damage to the left in that arena. Anyway, we're out of time. It goes really fast, and here we are at the end of another one. You guys have a blessed day, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.